USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are both now in Vietnam preparing for their second summit. The meetings will begin on Wednesday and are expected to last into Thursday. Republican Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado explains what he says we need to get out of this meeting.
We need a clear, concrete roadmap to complete, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization. If we don't have that roadmap, concrete steps taken toward denuclearization, it's a surrender by the United States.
Michael Cohen is no longer a lawyer. A state panel in New York announced on Wednesday that it is disbarring Cohen because of his conviction for lying to Congress and campaign finance violations. Cohen testified before a Senate Intelligence Committee on Tuesday and is set to appear tomorrow before a House committee as well. A Democratic-led vote in the House on a resolution to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency has passed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
CEOs from the nation's top three credit reporting bureaus are testifying before a House Financial Services Committee on Capitol Hill today. This is all due to cybersecurity breaches that affected millions of Americans back in 2017. Ranking Republican member of North Carolina, Patrick McHenry, says the consumer credit reporting system is broken.
The reality today is that if you have a credit file, your information is probably on the dark web. That is a result of the Equifax data breach of last year.
Equifax CEO Mark Berger says the credit bureau is taking significant steps to protect your information.
Since the 2017 cybersecurity incident, Equifax has invested more than $80 million to assist impacted consumers.
There's no end in sight for the teachers' strike in Oakland, California. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurman joined negotiators on Monday, who spent the whole day in talks but remained at an impasse. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Time will tell if the meeting that Vice President Mike Pence had with the opposition leader of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, will do any good or will help the people of Venezuela. The U.S. is recognizing Guaido as a legitimate interim president of Venezuela. Deborah D'Souza grew up in Venezuela and tells Fox News that more needs to be done than economic sanctions.
While sanctions are great, Maduro will not step down with sanctions. I believe that we have to help the South American countries with a coalition of perhaps military intervention to boot the man out.
She also says the situation in Venezuela is dire.
Right now, the situation is really bad, not only in the region, but I think many people don't understand that the situation in Venezuela is a national security threat to America. Hezbollah has training camps there. Iran has their sights on the uranium in Venezuela. And we all know what they want the uranium for. So, instability in the region is not good for anybody. People are trying to immigrate to Colombia and Brazil, causing a lot of turmoil in those countries. So I believe that with planning, perhaps, having maybe not boots on the ground, but maybe arms to these coalitions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.